The chief executive of Apple, Tim Cook, has said the tech company may have to change its diversity practices due to the shifting legal landscape in the United States. US President Donald Trump urged Apple to scrap its diversity, equality and inclusion policies yesterday after Apple's shareholders voted overwhelmingly to keep them. Mr. Trump has been a vocal opponent of DEI initiatives since being elected for his second term. Our reporter Etna Dodd has this report.
My administration has taken action to abolish all discriminatory diversity, equity and inclusion nonsense. And these are policies that were absolute nonsense throughout the government and the private sector. America will once again become a merit-based country.
US President Donald Trump was very quick to roll back diversity, equality and inclusion programs when he began his second term last month. Many large US companies, including Google, Amazon and Disney, have already announced a rollback in their DEI programs. Mark Zuckerberg, chief executive of Meta, another company that has rolled back on DEI, expressed his skepticism for inclusion policies.
It's one thing to say we want to be kind of like welcoming and make a good environment for everyone. And I think it's another to basically say that masculinity is bad. And I just think we kind of swung culturally to that part of the kind of the spectrum where, you know, it's all like, okay, masculinity is toxic.
DEI programs are designed to give equality opportunities to marginalized groups. Dr. Vlad Rifkin of Trinity Business School has studied their effectiveness.
To some degree, diversity has become a very political topic. But I think if you look at the research evidence, essentially what we see is if you have a complex problem to solve, a diverse team performs better than a non-diverse team. So this is from the performance side, but there is obviously an equal participation side to it. And historically, certain groups were systematically disadvantaged, and do we want to continue sort of promoting these disadvantages?
The systemic disadvantages typically impact women and people from a minority group. However, this has meant some men feel left behind. Solat Chaudhry, chief executive of the Irish Centre for Diversity, understands that frustration. But, he says, it's really all about fairness.
It was about reducing disadvantage so everybody could have a fair opportunity to succeed, whatever success looks like. And the irony of it is that if you're white, straight, male, Christian, non-disabled, you benefit hugely from inclusion. Because if everybody's behaving inclusively, they're going to be inclusive of you.
While speaking to businesses here in Ireland, Solat Chaudhry has found that most people are in favour of inclusion initiatives.
Because what we're bringing is a very clear, precise message. Is that this is good for you. Whoever you are, good inclusion is good for you. Unfortunately, we've not always seen good inclusion in organisations.
I'm Mary Connaughton, and I'm the director of CIPD in Ireland, and we are the professional body for HR and learning and development. Diversity and inclusion has been around for quite a number of years. We're not picking up any trends in general about people trying to roll back on that. Now, we do know that some American companies may be calling it out as not being necessarily on their agenda going forward. We hope this is going to be a temporary blip.
From the companies that you do represent and you get feedback from, how has those equality initiatives been perceived by them, and are there tangible benefits you can point to?
Ireland's workforce is growing quite a lot. We grew by about 100,000 people last year, and a lot of them came from out of the country. And if we don't have inclusive practices, it means that really they won't perform best at their job, will not stay with their employer. So in terms of how we operate as companies and as an economy, really diversity and inclusion is part of our success.
Mary Connaughton ending that report by Etna Dodd.